Om Shanti. Today is 15 January 2026. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan to beloved Bap Dada, and we'll now be listening to the Bhog message via Shashi Devi. Om Shanti. On the day of the Satguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reach the subtle region, I saw that at a far distance there was a very beautiful garden. What did I see in another direction? Some angels were observing this garden. They were going around the garden, they were collecting flowers and creating bouquets, garlands. And other different arrangements of the flowers. There were many baskets of flowers as well. After a few seconds, Baba came before them. Baba looked at the flower garden and smiled. And as Baba was coming closer to the different flowers, it was as though the flowers were dancing in joy, swaying in joy. After a few seconds, all those angels presented Baba with the bouquets, garlands, and the beautiful baskets of flowers, the flower arrangements. Baba then asked them, "Children, what is this?" So all the angels started to smile and then told Baba, "Baba, these are all your right-hand children. Those who are contributing towards the task of Yajna Seva with their thoughts, in a gross way as well as in subtle ways, they become instrument for these services in all parts of the world." And so very gradually, from the flowers emerged many, many of Baba's children. So they represented Baba's instrument children. Baba was very pleased to see all of them and said, "These are the beautiful flowers of Shiv Baba's garden. Baba has given the children the responsibility of carrying out Baba's, Brahma Baba's task. So Baba is very pleased to see all of them. Baba is also pleased to see the children's spiritual efforts." The angel started to say, looking at all the children, "How long do we have to wait? When will scenes of the new, our new world come before us? When will we go all together and rule in that new world?" So the angels were asking all these children. So the Brahman children smiled and said, "Baba, yes, of course, we want to go there. We have to do this. We have to accomplish this task." So Baba said, "Yes, you have to go to the new world. You have to accomplish this. But what is time telling us? Tell us the time when you will go to the new world." So each one starts to look at each other, and then they say, "Baba, yes, it has to happen and it will happen." Baba then told the children, Baba has great pride in the children's efforts and service. And on the other hand, sometimes the children have this thought, yes, it has to happen, it will happen. It is fixed in the drama. However, it is only the children's determined thoughts that will accomplish this task of transformation. Baba then asks the children, what determined thought have you taken? Again, the children start to look at each other, and then Baba said, according to the time, there are some bondages that still pull the children's intellects. So you have to free yourselves from those bondages. Baba then showed three types of bondage. The first bondage was the kind that we put on ourselves. The children think about various thoughts. And so whether you call it strings or you call it subtle ropes, they're not able to get themselves out of those subtle bondages. There's only one way to break off these bondages, and that is the point, the dot. Secondly, Baba said, some children are not able to recognize the attractive forms of Maya. They get influenced by what others say. So sometimes others have benevolent feelings, but sometimes they don't understand when someone is influencing them in a negative way, and those bondages trap them completely. And then the third kind of bondage is when the child wants to do a lot, accomplish a lot in service, but they're also after name, fame, and acknowledgement. So they make effort, and yet, because they're after all these attainments, then it's very difficult for them to get out of that bondage. That is the third kind of bondage. So the children have to specially pay attention to maintain the consciousness of being a humble instrument. Baba is our companion. This is Baba's task. Apply the complete full stop to your stage. Emerge your angelic form. So just as Brahma Baba made efforts in his last stage, you too have to remain detached and loving. Do continue with your service and your spiritual efforts. Continue to apply, do the practice of applying the full stop. And then you'll be able to attain your complete perfect stage. You'll be able to then complete all the preparations that are being done for the new world. Baba then also emerged the advanced party souls, Mamma, the Dadis, the senior brothers. Then Baba was also making them dance, enjoy. Baba then said, time is taking us to our complete stage, our perfect stage. All you children are also engaged in these efforts, and this task will be completed soon. Baba then fed the bhog to everyone. Then Baba gave each advance party member a flower. So all of them were smiling. I then asked Baba, why are you giving them the flower today? Baba then explained that the children were invited to the subtle region by Baba today. There are many specialities in all these souls. And so like flowers, they continue to bloom and grow. So Baba is giving the children this flower to encourage them to continue to move ahead in this way. I then conveyed to Baba messages from certain children and offered bhog. Baba emerged all of them, gave them drishti, fed them the bhog, and gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.